Rule 8, question existing product concepts. Question, why, what for, why not, what if, ask the questions. What is the conventional thinking about it? You accept existing product concepts and strive to optimize your range of products and services with this within some limits. Different thinking is question these limits. You question established product concepts and gain new scope for innovative and cool products and services. I will explain this by two examples. First, James Dyson is the man who reinvented the vacuum cleaner. Now, what is great in that? You will be wondering. Vacuum cleaner has been a product. People were using it for years together. We were also using it, vacuum cleaner, but it's great in that. But this man found it unacceptable for consumers that the suction power of conventional vacuum cleaner drops off sharply, shortly after you have put in a new dust bag. When you remove the old dust bag and when you put the new dust bag, the power of sucking drops off. He noticed it. Ordinary people were not noticing it. We were using the vacuum cleaners like this. But this guy found out that the power of suction power drops. So what he did, he was motivated to develop a vacuum cleaner that functions far better than all the rest without a dust bag. He said, why dust bag? He replaced the traditional bag with two cyclone chambers that cannot become clogged up. The outer cyclone spins out larger dust and dust particles, while the inner cyclone accelerates the airflow in order to remove the smallest particles. He removed that dust bag. And now the vacuum cleaner has become so efficient, unbelievable. So he did completely different design. He removed the dust bag itself, which was unimaginable by anybody else. Remove the dust bag. He questioned the existing product concepts and he made his own different design. Next, example 8.2. You only have to visit Japan to see that it is possible to reinvent the toilet. Unbelievable toilet. Does anybody think of reinventing the toilet? Can toilet be innovated? In Japan, they love toilets and in particularly luxury toilets. It is necessary. We are not giving priority to toilets at all. In our town, we have to walk miles together to get a new toilet. There are no toilets at all. Particularly, ladies, toilets are not at all there. If at all the toilets are there, they are very, very shabby, very, very dirty. It is a fact not to be overlooked. And Japanese have not overlooked this fact. In fact, they have focused on making luxury toilets. They are so obsessed with the toilets, Japanese people, that you can even buy special street maps with names like Tokyo's Paradise for your posterior, which show you which hotels, which shops and restaurants offer the best toilets. Look at this toilet. There is one TV screen. You only have to visit Japan to see that it is possible to reinvent the toilet, air-conditioned toilet, clean toilet, world-class toilet, where you get a hot water or warm water shower to your posterior. Everything very, very clean. Everything, there is a fragrance there of flowers, a good spray, and you feel comfortable there. Toilet is something which is a very important part of our life, and that we don't understand here, but Japanese people have understood. Do this. then people will come to you. Question existing product concepts. Why toilet has to be dirty? It is not necessary. It has to be very, very clean. And we have to do something special there to maintain it as a clean. This Japanese people have understood, but we have not yet understood. We in India, we don't have clean toilets. Think about it. And what was another? That is about the vacuum cleaner. Question, why vacuum cleaner has to be like this? Why not different? Question everything. And that is the different thinking. And now, rule 9 of different thinking. Design as a competitive factor. Make your own design. Again, I am telling you, this is similar to that earlier rule. Design. Conventional thinking, you focus on your products and their function. Design is the least important. You say, okay, the product works or not, okay, then design is not important. How it looks is not important. That is what conventional thinking. We are busy solely to make products more aesthetically pleasing. What is different thinking? You take advantage of unusual design to differentiate your products. Your product should be different. Your product should be exclusive. Your product should be attractive so that customer rushes to it. Design. Make your own different design. The design of products, packaging, sales outlets, design of sales outlets will thus become an integral component of your corporate strategy. Go to Pizza Hut, go to KFC, you will find that they have done their interiors exclusive by their own design. Anywhere you go, they will have the same design, exclusive design. This is a different thinking. For example, look at this design. Former President and CEO Norio Oga says, at Sony, this is the design of a Sony TV. We assume that all products of our competitors have basically the same technology, price, performance and features. So what makes your product exclusive is design. Design is the only thing that differentiates one product from another. People will look at the design and say, oh, this is Sony product. People will look at my car and they will say, oh, this is Maruti product. Design will make you exclusive. Make your design different. For example, cartel. You will be wondering, what is this great? But look at their chairs. It's a plastic furniture, cheap furniture. But look at fantastic designs. Superior design has become a bestseller. People like to have at least 5 chairs in their house. They have sofa set, they have everything, but still they want to have plastic chairs which are so comfortable. Hard plastic furniture with a superior design has become a bestseller, enabling the company to achieve positive growth rates in a sliding market. Market is declining, but these guys have sale increasing every day. Cartel embodies the latest trends aided by top designers. Every day a new design. Every day a fantastic design. Design makes them different than others. I will move to the rule 10. Of different thinking. Different thinking everywhere. Non-conventional thinking everywhere. I get fascinated by these examples. You also get fascinated by these examples and implement it in your life. I will tell you, you will get benefited like anything. Think differently. Create an experience, trigger emotions. What is the conventional thinking about it? You rely on rational argument, their persuasive power of your products to win customers, do best selling, to have best salesmen and all that. But do you know What is different thinking? Do something new. Be creative. Add something more to the rational arguments. An element hardly ever talked about in the business environment, emotions and experiences. Use your services as a stage and your products as tools to help you win the hearts of your customers. You will be wondering, what is this? You may be wondering, yes, we have to be creative, all that. But what is this rule 10? I will tell you, rule 10. One example I will tell you. At American Girl, there is one outlet called American Girl. That place, consumers enjoy the experience of play in the store itself. American Girl has two large establishments, the original branch in Chicago and another branch in New York. These are anything but typical toy shops. We also have many toy shops in India. So what is great in that? They offer the consumer a world of experience in the shop itself. It is not only a toy shop. The sale of product American Girl dolls like Barbie, American Girl dolls, is the, you know, core business. But funny thing is, here the sale of dolls is not important at all. Something funny, isn't it? The sale of products, American Girl dolls, is secondary here. Instead, consumers, old and young, can enjoy a whole range of attractions, musical shows, cafes, restaurants, even a hairdressing salon for the dolls. Visitors can spend hundreds of dollars without buying a single doll. There is no compulsion to buy a doll. People can spend hundreds of dollars in other things like musical shows, cafes, restaurants, hairdressing salon, and then they will buy the dolls also. Sale does happen, but they have given secondary preference to the sale. They have given first preference to the experience. The world of experience, people go there and then buy the dolls also. Look at this American Girl place. So many toys, but the girls are playing there. My children can go and play there. My daughters can play there. Buying the doll is not important, playing is important. Then if you want, you buy the doll. Otherwise, you can go without buying the doll also. Very, very different thinking. I will give you one more example. This is Ice Hotel in North Sweden. Ice Hotel. Every winter, the hotel is rebuilt from ice. They bring big pieces of ice and build a new hotel every winter. Funny, who will go to that hotel in winter? The beds are made of ice, with coverings of reindeer skin and sleeping bags. The furniture is made of ice. The crockery is made of ice. The glasses are made of ice. Everything is made of ice. Moreover, although the average temperature is below zero, because after all this, the room temperature is below zero. In spite of all this, guests from all over the world come and pay a fortune, because it is not cheap, it is very costly, but people pay a fortune a night to stay there and enjoy there. Look at this ICE hotel. Fantastic, isn't it? Every winter they are rebuilding it from new ice blocks, and people pay a fortune to stay there in spite of temperature which is less than zero. Move on to the rule 11 of different thinking. Offer clarity, cut out the extra features to make your product irresistible, exclusive. Conventional thinking is you keep on expanding the range of products and services you offer and introduce even more price models. Your aim is to ensure that customers have an ever increasing range and variety of products and services to choose from. Nothing wrong is going on everywhere. But I will tell you, different thinking is you cut out the frills, simplify, focus on the essentials, offer clarity, simplicity that your customers will not be able to resist. They don't have to choose from so many things. Give them small variety so that people can choose quickly. For example, a new world every week is Shibo's motto. It applies this motto 52 times a year, 52 weeks. What they do? Every week, it presents a miniature product, new product. Like movie, different movie comes, like that Shibo also does. Every week, new product, which exists for just 7 days and comprises up to 40 articles under the company's own brand name, TCM, then customers will go there to see what is new and they will buy it. 7 days, then the product goes, new product comes. Then customers will again go there. Then they will buy the product, again it will go out. Every week, new product. Fantastic, isn't it? Second example. Fewer products means better sales. The giants among the consumer groups, goods producers, have now woken up to the trend. They have made radical cuts in their portfolios. Dutch British conglomerate Unilever, which has brands such as Iglo, Knorr, Sunil, Coral, conglomerate Unilever has banished 75% of its product from the portfolio. Huge portfolio, they have cut it down to just few products. For example, if I go to a hotel, they have a big list, 5, 5, 6, 6 pages menu card. I don't know what to choose. Whereas, if I have just 4 products, people are not confused. 4 products in the budget of the customers, people will just say, I want this, I want that. So make it simple for customers to choose. Too many products, too many things in the menu card will confuse the people. Just have some 3 or 4 or 5 items in the menu card. This has been done by Unilever. They have cut out their products, 75% of the products from their portfolio over the last 4 years. Because it is not that so many products are there means sale will be more. It's not like that. Now I will move on to the rule 12. Question the established price models. Conventional thinking is you take the established price model for your industry as given and strive for optimization within these limits. You have a cost, you want to have profit, so cost plus profit is the price. Nothing wrong, going on for years, but do we anytime question this? Why? Are we asking why? different thinking is, instead of wasting your energy into trying to optimize the established price model for your industry or to be just that little bit cheaper than your competitors. Competitor is selling in 100 rupees, then you try to sell it in 98 rupees, all that people are doing. Instead of that, you create your own price model. Don't bother about what competitors are doing, don't bother about what other people in market are doing. Create your own price model. For example, all over the town, if the fruit juice is being sold at 25 rupees a glass, you create your own different glass, different process of making juice and sell it in 7 rupees. Why not? Why we are trying to optimize with others? Or if the market is selling at 25 rupees, you make your product such exclusive that you sell it in 50 rupees, people will still come to you. Create your own price model. Don't bother to optimize with others. Create your own price model. Sell it in 100 rupees. People will come to you if it is adding value to them. I will give you examples. New sources of income through mixed financing. You want to put an ad in the newspaper, for example, to sell your old kitchen. Then you will pay a fixed price calculated on the basis of the length of the ad, circulation of a paper, and whether it is local, regional or national paper, you will pay 4,000 rupees, 10,000 rupees for that ad. This is going on. If you want to put a classified ad in the paper, you bear the cost. That is the way it is. Going on. Nevertheless, there is an alternative. Websites like Quikr, Sell Quikr, they say. OLX, papers like Bazaar, Spermal, Swite have challenged this established price model. Private individuals can place ads free of charge. Free ads. You don't have to pay for that ad. And the websites and paper is financed partly through the trade advertisements of premium ads, etc. For placing the ad in Quikr, you don't have to pay any money. Free of cost. This is the new price model. You say, okay, for putting an ad in the paper, you have to pay 5,000 rupees. Put the ad with me free of cost. I will get the money from somewhere else. I will get the money from my sponsors. New price model. Do your own job. Completely different thinking. And then you are a great innovator. Then you will become a great industrialist. You will earn a lot of money also. You will expand your business also if you have something different with you. Innovative thinking. And which will be a profitable also, because innovation is profitable implementation of creative and strategic ideas. But think differently, like Starbucks has done. So many examples I told, at least 25 examples I have told. Think differently. Thank you.